love light, wisdom, guidance, discernment, and blessings, beautiful souls in this world. Kaya danwa se, we are not of this world. Here is your host, Cool Baby Amadea, and you done with the thing already. Listen, y'all, we are here on season 2, episode 12. I don't know why I always want to sing the numbers. I don't know, it just like happens, it just come out, right? But here we are in episode 12, y'all. We are making it through this season, and I'm just so grateful for what God is doing. I'm so grateful for the lives that He's changing. Okay, I'm so grateful for all that is taking place. Amen. I know you guys see the title, okay? And today we're talking about one that many people like to run from, right? In a lot of situations in our life, not just with God, but with many things, okay? But today we're going to talk about it, and in prayer, we're going to strive to not run away from these things, because these things are a part of being a child of God. These things are a part of, and not and with God, and then with your family, your loved ones, your friends, even your enemies, right? And it's so much to it. It's so much to it, guys. But let's talk about it. So we're talking about commitment to faithfulness. All right. Now, as you know, commitment and faithfulness kind of, they're like one and the same, right? Commitment, like some synonyms for commitment. You have dedicated, fidelity, for faithful. For both of them, even if you look them up, you will see like loyalty and devotion, like all these words, you know, that mean, you know, something, someone committing, right? Someone, staying, being put, staying still, right? Despite, y'all hear that word, despite what transpires, what happens. And so when I hear commitment and faithfulness, when I think of like our carnal, the first thing that I think of or that comes to mind is marriage, the covenant of marriage. Because let's just be real, all my married people, drop some comments, okay? Put your hands in the air like you just don't care. Okay? So for all my married people, we know that marriage is a blessed thing. Okay? It's a blessed thing. And you would never, ever know how blessed marriage is unless you are in or have been or become in one of the, you know, a covenant of God, of the covenant of marriage. Even if, I know some of you are probably like, well, Cooley, I dated my boyfriend or my girlfriend for like 15 years. Of course I know what it's like to be married. No, there's a difference. There's a difference. There is a difference. You might think you're living like a married person, so that just makes you married. But no, what marriage is something that God blesses and is a three-chord strand too. The reason why you've been dating for so long and that person hasn't committed to you is because there's no commitment, there's no faithfulness, and God is not going to bless that. I'm telling you, and I'm just, you know, I'm just going to be open, honest, and transparent, okay, in love. God is not going to bless that, okay? And so in this day and time and era, everybody thinks that it's okay to be living up and shacking up with, let me not say shacking up, okay? That's like a old school word for it. But, you know, people think that it's okay to be living with someone, having premarital sex. We talked about this on one of the other episodes previously. If you haven't seen it, go see it, okay? Go watch it, go listen. You know, just living like you are someone's wife or living like you are somebody's husband when you guys did not agree, come into agreement in that covenant of God. God does not, He's not going to bless it. And this is why many of you have issues in your dating relationships, or, you know, this is why, you know, certain people are not are being the complete opposite from committed and faithful. You understand? So God can't bless those things because that's not how he see fit. Now, if you want to go back in Genesis and take a look at, well, what you mean, Cooley? What you mean God don't not gonna, what you mean? What did God say? Go read Genesis and you will find exactly what you're looking for. You will find the answer to your questions, okay? These two things are very desired in a relationship. And I know a lot of people that are in relationships, you can't say that, oh, I don't desire faithfulness, I don't desire commitment. Like, stop. Just stop. You don't gotta pretend for anybody. Just stop, because we all desire that when it comes to like romantic relationships, even business relationships, even family. Like I said, this could go for anything. Like, we all desire to have a commitment. Like, we desire someone that claims they love us, claims they you care about us, all these things. We desire for them to be committed then, you know? We desire for them to be faithful. It reminds me of like when we were younger and we were living in New Jersey at this time. We were living in one of the building, 365, stand up, yay. So we were living in the building and one, like, pretty much like how me, my sister, and my brother grew up was like, if we didn't like somebody, then all of us didn't like them. Even if the other two didn't know them or whatever, like, you know, we were so committed and so faithful to each other as siblings that I don't know that guy, but Britta, if you don't like him, then I guess we ain't liking him either, right? That's how we rocked. That's how we were, right? And that commitment and faithfulness, it showed on us. Like, it showed, like, people could see, like, oh, they loyal to each other. Okay, so they got loyalty, they got dedication, they got, you know what I'm saying? And so we all desire it. Now, that's my siblings I'm talking about. So you can imagine, you know, even in your workplace, you desire, if you're a business owner and you have employees, you desire for your employees to be committed, because I'm sure you don't want to hire somebody that's unfaithful and not committed. I would hope not, right? So in a lot of areas of our life, we all desire to have commitment and faithfulness, right? And so when it comes to the relationship part, like, we all desire this. And some of us do get what we desire. And I want to mention this about getting what you desire, okay? Because we all desire things, but we all don't give what we desire. In order for you to get what you so desire, now, if it's in God's will, you have to become that. You got to become what you desire. So if you're a man and you like, oh, I want a good wife. She got to look good and she got to, well, sir, do you look good? Let's be real. Okay. You can't be a woman that's like, oh, I want a man that, he got to make this amount of money and he got to, you know, he got to have his own car, his own thing. You know, ma'am, do you have your own car? Are you making your own? I mean, granted, the Bible does say a man shall provide, but it's not for you to be leeching off of a man. Like, that shouldn't be your mindset, okay? This is what we need to change out here in this new era. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you desire, and that's just two examples. It could go deeper, but whatever you desire, you have to become that. If you desire a faithful man or woman, you got to become that. If you desire faithful friends, you need to be a faithful friend. If you desire committed children, you got to embody that and show them children that their mother, their father, the person that is teaching them can be committed too. That's going to make them be like, maybe I can actually be committed. Because a lot of things with these children nowadays is self-destruct. Like, they self-destruct themselves in their mind because they tell their stuff, oh, I can't do it, oh, I'm too scared. They're not brave enough. They're not, you know, they don't have nobody pushing them or inside of themselves saying, man, I can do that, I'm gonna try it, even if I'm just gonna try it, you know. There's kids like that, and I love that. And that's why I tell my daughter, I teach her that, you know, I be like, in the Hendon's house, there's nobody that's scared. We're all gonna be very brave because God is with us, and because God is with us, we can be brave and we can do all things, right? And so I'm trying to instill in her that bravery thing, because she gets very fearful about anything. And I be like, come on, I be telling my husband, like, she gotta be brave, like, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I being the fact that I desire brave children, this is an example, I'm going to embody bravery to her. You understand? I'm going to show her that, no, this can be done, because if God said I can do this, and I can do this, and I will do it, even if I don't feel comfortable, I'm going to do it. And if I fall, I'm going to get back up again and be brave again and do it again. You know what I'm saying? So because I desire that from her, I'm becoming that. I'm doing that. I'm embodying that to her. So, beloved, in any of your relationships, if you desire commitment and faithfulness, you have to become that. Or anything else, if you desire somebody that's patient, or a co-worker, a business partner that's understanding, you have to be understanding. You got to be patient. You got to be slow to anger. You know what I'm saying? So whatever you desire, you have to be that person, become that person, embody that. Okay? Because let me tell you something. When it comes to also this too. Let's go deeper. When it comes to being committed and faithful, say you do have a relationship, and the person, the people, whatever, is committed and they are faithful, right? Let me tell you how that can fade away. And I've been in relationships where that has happened. So, you know, I don't. Like, people can say, oh, that's impossible, Cooley. No, it's very much possible. People can start out so committed and so faithful, and then because of X, Y, and Z, right, it fades away. It just fades away. And so that's an indication that work has stopped. That work, remind you, commitment and faithfulness take work. Why? Because we're in this flesh, which means we're not going to always want to be faithful. We're not going to always want to be committed. So when we have those times that we don't feel like, or whatever, that's when we like, well, why am I here? Why have I decided to even be here? Why do? And you see, a lot of people don't do self-evaluation. Let me tell you how self-evaluation alongside of God can literally show you if you're where you need to be, if you're with who you need to be with, if you're doing what you need to be doing. I'm telling you, self-evaluation can really change your life when you do it, and you do it with God. It can change your life. And so you like, well, this person is not doing this anymore. They used to. They went so hard for me. They got me, and now it's like I'm invisible, and now it's like, we homies, you know? The work has came to a halt. The work has came to a halt. And this is the thing that we need to see within ourselves. What have you ever been faithful to? What have you ever committed yourself to that you have then took a step back? And that commitment, that drive, that fire, that faithfulness that you had has now left you. What? Why did you stop being faithful? Why did you stop being committed? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves. A lot of times we like to ask the other person, well, why can't you? Why? No, what about you? Many times, now, this is real. Many times, who and what is triggering to us, and then we want to tell the person, well, you did this. It's like, many times, that is a reflection of you, and you don't even know it. I'm telling you, a lot of things that trigger you, or that you just find yourself getting so worked up and upset about, many times it's a reflection of you, of who you are. The people that you hang around that act like this way, many times it's a reflection of you, beloved. And so these is the evaluations that needs to take place. These are the evaluations that's going to have you make a change for the good and start to, you know, elevate in your relationships, start to elevate in your business relationships, all relationships. You will start to elevate because you will start to evaluate this person. Right? So that when you see everyone, like when you see people, they are like a mirror. You know, people are like a mirror. They should be like a mirror. And so you should be able to see like yourself or your actions in the actions and in the being of someone else. help me, Holy Spirit. Like, if someone is being nasty, evaluate yourself, like, would I do that? And if I wouldn't do that, then what would I do to help someone that would do that? This is how we would, like, a lot of people's like, I want to change the world. There's strategies and steps to do. I mean, of course, one person can't change the whole entire universe, but God has assigned many people to many people. God has assigned people to a specific person, a specific tribe, and all these things, right? You got the 12 tribes of Judah. God has assigned people to you. So there are people you can impact. There are people you can, you know, help to change their life for the better. Now, granted, they have to make that decision for themselves, but you, it can start with you, right? This is how we would change the world around us. Let's put it that way. The world around us. This is how we would change the people, the world, the places, the things around us. By self-evaluating when it comes to commitment and faithfulness, because let me tell you something. For example, in a romantic relationship, if your man or your woman is not being committed to you, they gotta commit first. If they can't commit to you, then they cannot and will not be faithful. I'm telling you that now. This is why you have a lot of relationships where people are, you know, what they say, cheating, right? If you ask me, you single until you married, okay? I had to learn that, but, you know, many people got to learn that for themselves, right? So that's just what I learned from God. But, you know, this is why you go through, you know, your partner cheating on you, or your partner not giving you attention or showing you the love they so-called claims to have for you. It's because they're not committed to you. They're not committed. And if they're not committed, they cannot and will not be faithful. So it starts with commitment, and then you get commitment to faithfulness. Let me bring it home, y'all. Because in the same way we've been talking about relationships, we've been talking about our earthly relationships, all these things. In the same way, we are to be committed to God. In the same way, we are to be faithful to God. This is how God desires you to be. And guess what? We talked about whatever you desire becoming, that God already is that. Amen? God already is. And so he is a reciprocating God. He's a reciprocation God. And so guess what? You give and you take, and he has given us, and now he's waiting to receive the reciprocation from us. This is how we need to be faithful to him. Let's go a little bit deeper. In the same way, we are to be committed, okay, to the calling. The Bible says many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Why is that? Because there's many that's not accepting the call to be chosen. So that's why you got few that's chosen. Because God is calling all of us. But is all of us answering the call? No. Which is why we got few. The few that is chosen. So we got to be committed to the call of God. We got to be committed to the calling of God. Now, if you know your purpose right now, I ask you this. Are you committed to it though? You may know your purpose, but are you committed to it? And this is for you to be honest with yourself, you know? Are you committed to your purpose? Like, honestly, for example, like, on today, like, the day was just going by. And so I have a tendency, like, when it starts to get, like, say, 4 p.m. or so, like, I just feel like time just be flying. But when it hit 4, like, time be flying. And so I was getting certain things done and all these things. I was on set for Moving Monday. And, you know, I was getting things done. And then when I got back to the studio, I'm like, oh, it's after 5. I probably don't need to record this episode because I create tasks for myself for whatever day. And so the task, you know, I have to record 3 episodes at a time. Mm-hmm. Strategy hint for business owners, for content creators too. I'm like, oh no, I'm just gonna, you know, And so I'm like, hold on. I'm committed to this thing. This ain't no, oh, I'll do it when this ministry is not, oh, I'll do this and that when I feel like it. No, it's I'm at work. This is like my 9-to-5. And if I don't do what I gotta do, if I'm not committed and faithful, I'm gonna get fired. And that's one thing that I do not wanna do. You're not gonna look on my record and say that, oh, well, you were fired from working for the kingdom of God. No, it's not happening, because I am gonna answer this call. I am chosen now, and I am going to fulfill the works that God put on the inside of me. I'm going to fulfill the calling that is on my life. I am going to fulfill the purpose that is for my life according to his perfect, good, and pleasing will. So we gotta be faithful to God in the same way that we want people to be faithful to us. We gotta be committed to what God says to do in the same way we want people to be committed to us and our business and whatever we got going on. We have to embody that and portray that to Christ, to God, and then you will start to see that fruit come to fruition in your life, because you will become that. And then when you become that, you will attract that. So then any person that you meet or any situation, whatever, if God said that is yours, guess what? You would have that reciprocated back to you. You won't be struggling like, what? Because you will be moving accordingly. You will be moving in the way that God sees fit. Amen. But we got to be faithful and committed. We got to first be committed. Be committed. And I mean, start small. Any step is a step. Even if it's a half step is a step. Start small. Okay. Don't stress yourself out and say, oh, okay, I'm going to cold turkey this. Or, okay, I'm going to do all this tomorrow. I'm just going to do all of it tomorrow. Like, don't stress yourself out if you know you don't have that drive to do it yet. Take it step by step. What's that song? Who is it? It's Whitney Houston. Step by step. Day by day. Month by month. Yeah. I forgot the words. That's what I'm gonna listen to that song, because y'all listen to that song too. That's your homework. Boom, listen to that song, because literally it's almost prophetic. Okay, we're not looking at who, oh, it's Whitney, oh, you're wrong for saying listen to a Whitney song. Can y'all see in the spirit for a second? Holy Spirit, the one who just brought that to my attention, can you please look in the spirit and get out of your religion, get out of your flesh for a second and look in the spirit? Okay, it's the song, not the person. It's the words, not the person. Holy Spirit needs you to get something. A lot of times we can't get something because we're too focused on, oh, well, this is that, oh, well, that's it. No, focus on what Holy Spirit is trying to have you to grasp. This is going to unlock the door that's next for you. This is going to lock you to your next elevation, your next level in Christ. Okay, so I did want to bring close with two scriptures. All right, so here, this one, we're in Hebrews 11, okay, chapter 11, verses 7 through 12, okay? Faith accompanies obedience to God. Faith accompanies obedience to God. If you are faithful, that means obedience is walking alongside. You understand? Let's dive into the scripture. And it says, by faith, already, y'all, already. By faith, Noah, being warned by God about things not yet seen, in reverence prepared an ark for the salvation of his household, by which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. Do you hear that? He became an heir. Do y'all know what an heir is? He became an heir. Don't you know that we are heirs of the kingdom? We are heirs of God. Oh my goodness. This is why you got to know who you are. Y'all need to go watch episode 5. Do you know you? Episode 5. You got to know who you are, beloved. You are an heir to the kingdom, an heir to God himself. Okay? But don't you see that because Noah had faith, it said by faith, because Noah had faith, because he was so faithful to God, he was quick to be obedient. He was quick to be obedient. He didn't like, I mean, I'm sure he probably like, but Lord, well, this seemed kind of strange, Lord. But yeah, I'm sure he had some conversation with God. But let me tell you how, once you're so faithful, it allows you to be quickly obedient. Once you're very faithful and committed to God, it allows you to be quickly obedient to what He tells you to do, to His word, to His will over your life, beloved. And this is important for your lifespan here on earth. It's important. It's highly important. And let me tell you how it's very impossible to serve, to please God without faith. So you see, Noah had faith. And if you look back at our other forefathers, Abraham, look at Abraham, Abram. God told him to kill his son. Let's just be plain. He told him to kill his son, the only son that Abraham desired. He desired all his life, and not until he was old. And when God even told him, I'm going to give you a son, Abraham and Sarai, okay? Before Sarah, she was Sarai, they laughed. They laughed in the face of God because they're like, I'm wrinkly, I'm old. What I'm gonna do having a kid? Well, how? And God gave him what he desired. And after God gave him what he desired, God turned around and told him to sacrifice that very thing that he wanted and dreamed of all his life. Sacrifice it and kill it. Can you imagine? There's some things in your life right now that you've dreamed for, you worked hard for, and all these things, because you had to have it in this earthly realm. Like, it was on your bucket list. You had to have it. And it's something that God is asking you to surrender to Him. Surrender to it. And you find it so hard because it's like, how can I? That's impossible. Do you know what I had to do for this? Yes, He does. He does know. He knows how long you had to wait. He knows what you had to endure. He knows what you had to do. He knows it all. God is sovereign, okay? Omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. He's sovereign. He knows all. He's all powerful. He's everywhere at one time. He knows. What He needs to know is, how faithful are you to Him? How committed are you to Him and His word and what He asks of you? This is what He needs to know. And this is what you need to show and embody to Him by your obedience. By your obedience. Because without faith, it's impossible. And the Bible also says all things are possible. Okay, the Bible also says all things are possible. But this, the Bible says, this is the one thing that is impossible. Okay, you gotta listen. This is impossible. It's impossible to please God without having faith. So you out here thinking you serve God, but you out here walking around faithless. And what are you seeking God? You're saying you pray, you know God and serve Him. Is that going to be in vain? Because if you don't have faith, it's impossible. Scripture tell you that, not me. It reads, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that God is, must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. You got to believe that. You got to know that. You got to have faith in it. That God is who He say He is. He is the I am. And you got to believe that God will do what He says about His people that seeks His face on a daily. About His people that are after His own heart. What did He say? He is a rewarder that diligently. He is a rewarder to those that diligently seek Him. You got to believe that He is that. Amen. So I'm telling you, I pray that this will help you in your relationships here on earth. And I pray most importantly that it will help you with your relationship with our Father, with our Creator, with our Lord and Savior. Okay, commit, do steps daily, write it down. Writing is very helpful. It helped me change my life. It's not about, oh, I'm not a writer. It's not you. First of all, you are, because God said write it down and make it plain. But it's not about, oh, I'm not this, I'm not that, that's not me. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about doing the necessary things that you need to do to be the necessary person that God called you to be. Answer the call. Commit to it. And once you're committed by just doing steps daily, faithfulness will sprout. Faithfulness will breed. And let me tell you, when you become faithful, nothing, no one, nothing can move you, because if you're faithful, it cannot move you. If you stay committed, that faithfulness won't fade. Remember, we talked about faithfulness and commitment. They could fade. Why? Because the work stops. Don't stop doing the work. Continue to do the work, and it won't fade, beloved. I'm telling you now, it won't fade. Okay, I love you guys so much. I pray that this was edifying. I know it was. Okay, make sure you are doing the necessary things that God is putting in your heart to do for your life. Okay, every one of you have a purpose. Every one of you have something that God has written for you specifically to do, and no one else to do. Right? What God has for you, there's no similar. There's no like duplicate of that. None. So I challenge you today, go to God and let God do exactly what He wills for your life. And I'm telling you, you will continue to grow spiritually. You will continue to grow and see things unravel with your very own eyes, spiritually and naturally. I'm telling you. So I love you guys so much, okay? Make sure you are tuning in to everything. Go to the website, www.cb17visions.com, okay? Everything, all the movements of God is there. Tune in to Moving Monday. Every Monday, we go live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And tune in to all the other things God is doing. I love you guys so much. Bless up yourself, okay? Let's do what we gotta do. Let's be committed and be faithful, and let's remain that way, okay? I love you. Bless up yourself. And until next time, I will see you on the next episode. Cool to be every day. I done know the tinker already. I love you guys so much. Mwah.
Thanks for watching this episode of Coolie Baby Expresses Podcast. If you have not tapped in to Moving Mondays, tap in every Monday. Digital releases 5:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we live stream at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Coolie Baby merch, music sessions, and more, go to the website www.cb17visions.com. We will see you on next week's episode on CBE Podcast. Be sure to join us every Saturday, 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. And remember, take the word to God for revelation.